Thank you for holding. Is this Andrew?
It is.
Hi, Andrew. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm on the right side of the dirt, you know?
So yeah.
Pretty low standard, I said. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yes.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and details, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Yeah, my question is how you're not Google, and the way Google works, how can you guarantee a first page listing?
Well, we're a premier Google partner, so Google actually outsources it. They don't, like, if you called Google and you said, hey, I want to be on the first page, they'll either say, okay, you want to do Google Ads, which is pay-per-click, or do you want, like, a Google Places placement, or do you want to run Google Guarantee? So that's where most people find out there's three different types of placement, right? And then they'll outsource it to their Google partners if you want to have somebody actually host it for you and not try to get in there and do the Google Ads or the Google Guarantee yourself. These Google Places placements, you can't do by yourself even if you wanted to. You got to have a listing become available, and you actually have to qualify for it. And then Google will dictate who's on the qualified candidates list. My reps, kind of like Tara, will call down that list, the lady that you were just speaking to, and then they go down it until we fill the position usually, and then, you know, we move on, different industry, different area, focus on different listings.
So, I thought that it was all based off of, like, SEO and clicks and links and
it was
stuff like
that. Yeah, it was for a long time. Our company started in 2004. I started working here in 2012. So sad to admit, too long. I've been working. No, I'm just kidding. It's a great place. But, yeah, we were just an SEO company for the first, like, 5 years that I worked here. All we were doing was backlinking, meta tagging, helping people build up their reviews and things like that, putting you on a bunch of directories, you know, just to try to increase your relevance within the community and achieve that first page placement. In 2017, when we became a Google partner, it was kind of against our will. Like, we were okay with just operating as an SEO company. We were doing really well. We were one of the highest rated ones in the country. But Google kind of caught on to that, and they didn't want us making money without them getting a piece of it, right? So that's when they came up with these marketing strategies where, you know, the top organic listing or the top SEO rankings are given to large corporations like Home Advisor by Angie's that you're on now. Above that, it's Google Places, Google Ads, and Google Guarantee, and the only way anybody gets there is if they work with a Google partner, and they pay the piper, you know. So Google basically told us, if you want to even offer anything that has to do with Google, you're going to have to be in the partner program. You're going to have things you can say, you can't say. You know, you're going to be limited to a certain amount of people per area. You can't have more than one guy per industry per area. So we got all these guidelines that we had to follow or basically close our doors. And so we became a Google partner, and then we earned a premier partner status. So we're one of the top three highest rated Google partners in the country. In 2019, so after just 2 years of becoming a Google partner, we became a premier partner, and we've been a premier partner ever since.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the benefit to you, is that you have opportunity to put yourself on the first page as a top recommended option, and then you're also working with a premier Google partner, so we'll maximize the exposure and the job opportunities that you're getting each month. And you won't have to pay per lead or click or call with this particular type of placement, which usually yields the highest return on investment because of that. You don't have such a high overhead as if you were to do Google Guarantee or Home Advisor by Angie's, or to do a Google ad and pay per click. These ones are just a flat monthly rate. People call you all day long. Your bill's the same. So I'm sure you could see a value in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you are in the slower time of the year, but it's still pretty profitable, especially if you're cherry picking the kind of work that you're doing. Man, okay, so you do landscape.
Right now, yeah, there is no work being done right now, only, getting people to commit to get into my schedule for this coming spring. I mean, I'm not working. I'm not doing anything.
You're basically just pipelining jobs until spring, until April.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm in Minnesota, and you can't do anything right now.
Yeah.
At least not what I do.
Right, and I can respect that. You know, I can't really see what's going on with the boots on the ground. All I'm seeing is the search criteria, you know. Like, just for hardscapes, in the last 30 days, there's 1,218 searches in just the last 30 days, and that's within 40 miles of you. So, you know, again, these people might just be looking for the spring. I don't know. I don't know.
The way it's this winter, and now, you know, middle of February, with no snow on the ground, and it's been so long, people are starting to plan for next year. So, I've been off doing things. I just signed up with the Angie's List and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And still trying to work out the kinks, with that. I'm actually not live yet, receiving any leads yet. Because this is, you know, I was intending to start doing it in March, but people are getting antsy. So.
Yeah. Well, what if I, you know, I mean, this is a different marketing strategy, you know, obviously you were listed independently and we'd be talking about building your site for you too. I think the long-term branding effects of this will outweigh any other marketing strategy that's out there. I mean, Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market a business for years. HomeAdvisor actually pays Google almost $8 million every month for advertisement. So they're on that first page. That's where they get a lot of those leads. So, I mean, if you do decide to activate those leads, it's almost like you're buying them right off of Google, except for it's not. It's going through a third party. And I know, you know, the leads, they sell them to a couple of people at a time. They don't exactly let the customers call you directly. And they do charge you for the leads, even if you don't get the job. So that can... cost you some unnecessary money there if somebody's just getting a quote for however long. But what I can say is, like, we have a platinum package that doesn't include a custom website design. It's the best package that you could get. There'd be no other competing company locally that would have anything on you from a marketing perspective. Normally it runs about $499. Because it's not peak time of the year, I can reduce the cost by 50%, also as a part of the new in business credit. But the beauty of it is I'd be able to lock that rate in. So you'd be able to keep that pricing structure year round, not just the first month to get your foot in the door. And with that type of saving.
So what you're saying is to get put on page one of a Google search. It would be 2 months for me.
Per month, it's about $8 a day, and it's on a month-to-month basis. So you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. We just go 30 days at a time with you. But in short, layman's terms, yes.
That's locked in for years?
That's locked in as long as you're with us. I have a guy that I work with in the DFW area. He's a roofer. He's the first guy I ever signed up when I started working here in 2012. He pays $299 a month as a roofing contractor. So, and that's because our rates were similar to that back then when I first started working here. You know, inflation and everything over time, the average package is usually about $499. But so I would grandfather you in, is what we call it, at $249. So you'll keep that rate even if you're with us 10 years from now.
Okay, what comes with that package?
So not only the first page placement on Google, but, you know, you end up on the first page of Bing, too. They actually pull from Google's top recommended guys locally for their top five. So you'll have first page placement on both the two major search engines in the world. And that's for up to a 40-mile radius of you, and it's 15 different keywords or phrases. So hardscaping would just be one of them. Gardens could be another. Landscape design could be another. We give you 15, and then we have a system called Google Analytics that actually helps us see which ones are getting the most searches on a regular basis. So we'll have recommendations, but you have final say on everything there. And then we do the popular directory submission that you commonly see with local SEO. So things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. There'll be a Facebook business profile. We'll run Facebook ads through that business profile. And then it has a tracking system, too. So we could tangibly show you, you know, each month through the app how many leads we're bringing in for you. You'll even have, like, recordings of those conversations where you can hear yourself, like, closing the deals and know that you're making money off of the service each month.
Okay, so let's get back. You said something a little bit about, like, the analytics or whatever.
Google Analytics. So
you'll tell me who, you know, how many people clicked this from what area and stuff like that type thing, or what?
Correct, yeah. So we can actually pull, like, your radius, like a 40-mile radius around you, and then we could see, like, which services are actually getting the most traffic. Like, obviously this time of the year, like, snow removal is something that peaks up. I don't know if that's anything that you actually do, but that's definitely something that...
That's just all-encompassing. That's not people who go to my site or anything like that.
Right. That's just what people search for, right. But it gives us a good idea on which keywords we should list you for, so that way they're able to see you, you know, as the top recommended option. But, yes, you do also have tracking for your analytics. So you'll be at your personal analytics. So you'll be able to see how many people are visiting your site, how many people have clicked on you, called, what zip codes they called from or searched from. So you'll be able to see those kind of statistics too. But at the end of the day, what we want is conversions. You know, I don't care if 100 people call you if it's not making money, right? The tracking system is able to actually show you the sales, you know, from not just, okay, they searched from here and then, you know, they clicked on the site. We can see they clicked on the site. They stayed on the site for 2 minutes and then they called you after that. And then now you have the recording of the call. You can hear you sold the person for X amount of money, you know, and then you have like an ETA. So you get a general idea on how much money it's actually bringing in instead of just, oh, you got a bunch of clicks from this area or a bunch of people search for this, right? You know, the end game is to lead to transactions and have tangible proof that, you know, this is a profitable marketing strategy that you could use long term.
How can you take make a recording? If, say, you know, they click on and they see my phone number and they call me, how do you make a recording?
Yeah, that's actually a very good question. So the recordings actually only track the mobile platform searches and calls. So some 85% of searches done on the internet today are done on an iPhone, Android, or tablet, which means that they're not usually, you know, going on their computer, looking up your number, then dialing it from their phone. They're usually just tapping the call icon on your listing there on the first page, and that's a business-to-business call. So you're legally allowed to record those calls for yourself and have recordings of those calls.
You're automatically doing that.
Yeah, it's part of your tracking system, so you can actually hear the conversations, and it'll actually save you too. Like if you run into some really crazy clients, maybe somebody's going after you. I've had guys get saved from a complete lawsuit because of their tracking system has everything recorded that they agreed upon right there on the call.
So that's only going to be the one that's generated through the app. Any other follow-up calls, things like that, obviously that's not.
No. It's the live ones that come in off the first page. If they're like a follow-up and things like that, no. We have the initial calls, but if you're placing a call back to them, it's not tracking your personal calls that are going back to them in regards
and
to a project.
There's no way that I could do that through your app, right? Like, put in their number and it record. I'm just thinking for the most part, those initial first calls, yeah, some stuff is, you know, things are talked about what they want. But, you know, generally I usually, you know, I don't give people a quote over the phone just from talking to them because normally there's.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, you'll be able to piece it together, you know, when you can go, like, you could see, hey, you know, this guy just cleared. Obviously, you could ask them to, hey, how did you find me when you're out there? But then once you've completed a job, you know, you also want to go into this tracking system and request Google reviews anyway. So you're going to want to plug in their number, send them that text message with a link to your Google business profile that asks about their experience and for them to write a review. Because we want to build up your reviews too, get you a good star rating. So obviously at that time that you're plugging their number in and sending that off, you could also plug the number into the tracking system and it'll have, you know, any recordings or data that they have on that number there for you, and it'll be able to pull it up, and then you could actually still see, like, hey, that client was something that came from us, even if it didn't come to fruition until, you know, a month later, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, I got another question. What was my mm-hmm. question? Okay, so I don't do the snow removal and things like that, and say
mm-hmm.
if I want to pause my service
mm-hmm.
For, say, like 3 months during my, you know, from December, January, February, mm-hmm. start it back up in March,
mm-hmm.
is that possible to do or no?
So we do give you up to 2 months. That's kind of a big reason why we're reaching out to you today. Is, you know, we can give you 2 months as like a seasonal hold as a courtesy, because we would rather work with the guy that we've already built up his reputation and have been working with. But if they don't reactivate it after that time period, then we just pull out the qualified candidates and we move forward
no,
with another business.
Like, it would be and I'm not saying I'm going to do this. I'm just asking.
Yeah. We try to work with you, though, Andrew, just to kind of keep it, you know, vague. I don't want to promise you, hey, we're going to give you a service credit or we're going to give you 3 months, even though we've done that before for people. But we would rather work with a guy that we already have a pre-existing relationship. We know who it is, you know, especially if we've already done a lot of work in getting it all up and running and, you know, making him profitable. You know, we'd rather stick with that guy than to start all over from scratch. So, you know, we'll work with you on that one. And it's a true month-to-month service, too. So, I mean, if you wanted to leave it, you could leave it or start and stop it at any time. There's no, like, cancellation
right.
fees or penalties or anything like that. Everybody we work with is coming back on their own.
I probably ain't going to get back in. Well, you guys might fill that space up, and I might not get back in, say, you know, 3 years from now, or next year I pause it, and the price goes up.
Yeah, it's not even just the price. It's just if we already have somebody we're working with, we're not going to take them down to put you up because you changed your mind again. You know, we hold true to the guys that we work with, you know, until they want to leave it at their own discretion. So they either leave on their own or move to a different area, whatever the case may be. That leads to that opening, but we don't usually take it from them unless they're like, you're getting really bad reviews, you know, or you're a serial killer, you know, keep your money, we'll go a different route. We're not going to recommend you to the community in that regard, but I don't think that has anything to do with you. So don't get quiet on me now. You're making me uncomfortable.
Don't be quiet on me.
I'm just joking. No, but did I answer your question correctly?
I think you answered it as best as you could. I mean,
I think you're asking me is like, hey, are there seasonal businesses that do this? You know, if I shut it down, you know, if you are a seasonal business, we can put it on a seasonal hold if we have to. You know what I mean? Depending on the circumstances. We're not promising everybody that we're going to do a seasonal hold, you know?
Right. I don't do snow removal, at least right now I don't.
So you're just taking on leads for landscape projects. And that's the thing, too, is I don't want you to think that, hey, this is a get-rich-quick scheme. You know, this is a long-term marketing solution for your business. So starting this up today is making an investment in the peak time of the year too. If you're already up there for the next few months, you're definitely not going to stop it once the peak season rolls around.
No, I absolutely would not. So
even though we offer it month to month, we know most people who are, you know, smart business owners don't cancel on profit. They're usually going to wind up using this thing for years at a time.
Right. Well, I wouldn't intend to so it really comes down to my marketing budget, which, you know, so.
Does $249 fit the marketing budget?
Well, I got, along with other things, I mean, it's okay. I mean, if I can.
I'll tell you this. If you're compounding marketing strategies, obviously that's going to increase your overhead, but I'm really confident if you're going to compare something like this to what you're doing now, you'll probably wind up discontinuing some of the things that you're doing now, like Home Advisor by Angie's. Yeah, because they're buying leads off of a platform like this and then reselling them to you for a marked up price, and then they're charging you even if you don't get it. So, you know, your overhead's going to immediately go down once you get rid of them, and you won't lose sleep getting rid of them once you have yourself established on Google and people calling you directly. You know what I'm saying? It'll supplement
I definitely was not complete, you know, the pay-per-lead thing, I'm not a big fan of, but I think it's something I have to do for now.
Yeah. Get started.
You know, the more. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm mostly word of mouth referral. You know, people see what I do, and, you know, which is good, because obviously if I'm getting work,
a lot. Yeah, that says a lot. You know, if we just take that same reputation and put it online, it's an online word of mouth chain. That's a lot more effective because you're catching people right at the moment that they're already looking up, you know, hardscapes, landscape design, the services that you provide.
Okay, so now I pulled up on my iPad, landscaping near me, and it says businesses that's got, well, there's three businesses that are listed above the Yelp.
Right. That's where we're talking about listing you. Next to that map there, you see, is those guys?
Yeah, and then you click and there's more businesses. Are you telling me that I'd be in that top three?
You'll be on the first page. If you go past it, it's not considered the first page anymore. If you click more places and start scrolling down, you'll see different buttons. So we're talking about putting you on the first page. You'll be a top recommended option. That's what makes this so profitable, is people don't have to go to that more places or go to page two or page three to find you. You're right there. And we actually did a study in our Google Analytics. It says that 87% of searches start and stop on the first page. So there's only about a 13% of total people that'll go on to page two. You know, I think that says a lot too. You know,
they're probably going on to page two if they're looking for a specific company, and then they might even just type the name in anyway. But.
Yeah, that or they're really price shopping, you know.
So the three that I got that I'm seeing here, so they're just you said you have a spot open, so there's only two of them that are actually paying for it, like this Mickelson Landscaping, K&G Prentice?
Correct. Yeah, so the information we have is that we have a listing available, and then usually when that happens, they give us a list of, hey, these are the people that we feel qualify, and then my reps, kind of like the lady you were speaking with in the beginning, Kara, they call out on it until we fill the spot. So once we fill that position, then we close out the category for this area.
What categories would this cover?
Well, so you're in the landscaping and landscape design category. So what you're looking at now, lawn care, landscaping, landscape design, hardscape, gardens – If even the arborist actually would fall into the same category. But that's why we have the keywords and the Google Analytics, is because we want to customize the campaign to your business. I don't want you receiving calls from somebody that's wasting your time or asking you to do something that you don't do. So we'll actually customize the strategy, and we could even customize the service area. If you say, hey, there's areas that I don't want to go to, we usually take care
of those. I don't want to cut you off, but now I just put in hardscapes near me, and it's a completely different group of people. It's all people
right.
with hardscapes. And
yep. So it'll be, you get what I'm saying? It's different keywords, different strokes for different folks. So you're going to see that happen. You know, you want to have the marketing strategies customized to them. So you're in the landscape.
So you're going to put me in, what'd you say, like 14 keywords that'll pop me
15.
In that top.
There's 15
so
that you can select.
Water features, stuff like that.
Correct.
And that it'll always keep popping up, even though it's not in my name. Like the rest of these people have it in their name.
Yeah, even if it's not in your name, it's not based on that. The keyword optimization, I mean, your business name could just be Andrew LLC, and we'll be able to optimize you. It's not the Yellow Pages. Or I know in the SEO it used to be like that. You know, you used to want to put lawn care, like Laban Lawn Care in there. But it's not like that anymore. With these Google Places guys, Google Ads, Google Guarantee, your business name doesn't matter. We could even put you up there with no website now. So it's not like the SEO services before. You had to have a website and all these things were required.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge benefit to working with a Google partner. We'll also do an advanced verification. So there are things that we'll need from you on your end. Like we'll need you to send in any license, insurance that you have, or if it's required by your state, they'll ask you to send in like photos of the workplace, work vehicle, license plate, things like that. So there's a form you got to fill out and send in. And then they're also going to send a PIN to you in the physical mail called a PIN verification letter. It'll say Google on it, and it'll have your business name on it. And there's a little 5-digit code on the back. And that's how you get that red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. So if you decide to move forward with it and give it a shot on a month-to-month basis, we'll actually send that out today.
Now, what are you talking about as far as the pictures of vehicles and stuff like that? What do you mean?
Yeah, it's a form called a Google verification form. So they want you to send in like a series of photos of the workplace, vehicle, license plate. I've had guys cover up their license plate number. You know, I've had guys that we put on the first page that didn't have license and insurance because it's not required by their state, you know. So basically these forms, you know, it's not 100% fill outable. I don't know if that's the word for it.
Okay,
for everybody.
So like that, you know, for example, you know, I'm not licensed for anything. I don't do any structural work that requires anything.
And I believe in Minnesota, it's not required, I don't think, unless it's like over a certain threshold.
Yeah, and then I was talking with Angie's List people, they are telling me that for me to put in a paper patio that people walk on, just like a fire pit area, I do need to be licensed, which I don't think I do, but all the licenses that they sent me were all for masonry guys.
Masonry, tuck pointing,
general contractors, you know, it's like, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm not, you know.
Yeah, you're just laying concrete.
Not even laying concrete. They're paper patios. But even if I'm laying concrete, you know, ad for, you know, it's not a, well, number one, it's in people's yards. I'm not doing any government work or, you know, any DOT, Department of Transportation work, which I know if you do that, then there's higher.
I don't want to send you into a frenzy about this, but I did send you a text so you could actually see the form. And it tells you right at the bottom of it, Andrew, if you're missing anything, we just three-way call with the Google rep and we verify you over the phone. So either way, we'll get you listed for what you want to get listed for. Just know that if any legal stuff happens and you don't have the paperwork in place, you know, then obviously you're taking your own risk, right? You're proceeding at your own risk with that. And it's, I don't think that's anything different than what you've been doing. If you are going out doing projects where they tell you, you know, hey, you should have a license for this or it's required for this. So it's not going to prevent us from posting you. But the reason that we like to do that verification is because if you do have those things, we like to have it attached to the business profile so your potential prospects can see you have it. If that's a deciding factor for them, then they'll be able to see it right then and there rather than call you and ask about it or voice their concerns, you know. But, you know, if you don't have it up there and you don't see the verification, it doesn't also mean that you're not verified or you don't get verified. We just do it over the phone in a different way, and we tell them, hey, you know, we've done as much due diligence as we can on this gentleman, and that's why he's up there, you know. So they put that Google verified badge just to kind of let them know, hey, we looked into this person. And if you're going to have him come out, it's more than likely safe.
So you guys do like a background check, like checker, like games.
I mean, we don't actually do the background check unless you're doing Google Guarantee. That's different. Google Guarantee, you know, we would get your social and actually look into you and do a legitimate background check. For this one, it's more of just like a digital.
I mean, I'm not, that's fine. I don't have any issues like that.
I'm not concerned with that. I'm just letting you know, like, Google Guarantee might be something you want to do in the future, you know, so at least you know ahead of time and you're educated on it, you know, but
what is the Google Guarantee and how much is that, or is that a different company, or is that Google?
No, I mean, it's still done through us, but the Google Guarantee, it's a pay-per-lead service, so you do pay for every lead. It's not we verify the leads, we hand you the call with the person on the line, and then you don't get charged a lead fee unless you actually set an appointment or go out to meet with them. So it's very...
Now, is that, which I kind of like that, do you send that also to multiple people, or is it...
No, that does not go to multiple people. It's not like HomeAdvisor and Angie's. Those are exclusive leads. So we try to match them based on your specifications. We interview you. We try to identify what is your ideal client. And then when people inquire about it, we'll actually contact you with them on the line if we've matched them to you. And then if you accept and you go out to meet with them, you get charged the lead fee. It's a $250 application and background check that you have to go through in order to get that. You also want to have a local listing established with at least 5 reviews on it. So you're still going to want to do a local listing like this first. That's what I'm saying. That would be something in the future that we grow you into. Right now,
I don't know how much it costs, whatever, but it, you know, it's,
yeah, it's a great program.
Well,
but I want to start you with this local listing. Get this going, start making some money, and then with that, if you want to expand, at least it's self-sufficient and you're not just taking money out of your pocket. You're doing that with the money you're making off of the placement.
All right. Now, where are you guys physically located? Where's your physical location?
Fountain Valley, California.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're right next to the Irvine building. I don't know if you're familiar with Orange County, California, or Southern California, south of Los Angeles.
I know. For the Orange County, you know, that's it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the all the Google headquarters are here in California. So the Premier Partners, the big reason why we ended up getting a Premier status is because we're within arm's reach of them. We're a 5-minute drive up the road.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? You cut out there for a second.
I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was saying we're right next to the Google headquarters, so we're Southern California based.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what do you think about all this, Andrew? I mean, if I could approve a platinum package, at the $249 pricing structure month to month, is this something you could see a value in giving a shot? That way, we could show you how well it works for Laban Lance or Labanscape Designs LLC.
Yeah, that'd probably be okay.
All right, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
I will want that, but I would I'm probably going to change or get another number.
Okay.
And we can, that can be changed at any time, right?
Yeah, I'm going to send you my direct phone number and extension right now through a text message.
Now,
and then...
I got another question for you.
Sure.
So is there like a link to my website and stuff too, or is there a picture?
Yep. I've already attached your website to the placement. So I have the Liebenscapesdesigns.com here. So I have that attached. That will be visible to them if they click on the little website icon there. They'll be able to see your site. And then what was the other question? Do you want to send in photos? Like for your Google business profile, you could absolutely send in photos to us. I'll send you the email for that. Any before and after shots or logo that you'd like branded on your Google business profile, we'll have that available to your potential prospects as well.
Okay, another question. You had mentioned something about website design. I have one with these people.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, I have new pictures I have to put in, and that was kind of just the skeleton, so to speak.
Yeah, the
I want
starting point.
Kind of whatever, and I'm
yeah,
working
that's
with
a
them.
Normal process.
Pardon?
No, that's a normal process. So usually you have like the rough draft, so to speak, and then you fine tune it until you get it to look how you want it to look. It really doesn't look bad. But when it's hyperlinked to the placement on Google, any changes that you make with them will automatically update on that first page. We're not going to actually change anything about your site. All that's going to happen is there's going to be a Google business or a link there attached to the Google business profile so that they can navigate to that site and use it as a reference point. So now you can make some money off of it.
Another question. If I have another business, which I do, it's different. It's more of an apparel business.
We have to wait for availability. I can't just sign you up
for
that
availability.
Whenever. Right.
But I could tell you, I could say, you know, say, I don't know when it is or whatever, but I could let you know. Would you be my account representative?
Yeah, so I'll be your account lead, but there will be account management. So I don't want to paint the picture that I'm the only person you'll talk to, but you do have direct access to me. Mm-hmm.
But like, okay, so like if I in the future, you know, wanted to get listed on there at the top,
I could put you on a wait list now if it's apparel.
I don't want to be on the wait list now because I got many things I still have to do.
But it's good because it might not open up for like 6 months. So by the time it does become available, you're ready then, you know, so.
But I don't want to. I'll deal with that in a couple weeks when I get the rest of this stuff.
Just communicate, Andrew. I mean, we're going to talk a lot. I mean, I said, there's an account management team that's going to be following up with you too. So anytime if you let them know, hey, I talked to John at the beginning of the sale about this. You have them call me. I think I'm ready. You know, fair enough. We'll get it set up at that time.
All right. I got an 877 number here. Local Splash.
Yep, that's us. And so the photos at Local Splash is the email. The other text messages with my phone number. It's the same number. You just hit extension 544 if you want to call me direct.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to keep creating your profile because I do got to get to my family here in about 30 minutes.
It's
Valentine's Day, and I'm a married man with two baby boys, so I got some dinner set up. I want to get you going here. What's your last name, Andrew?
Paleo, P as in Paul, U-L-E-O.
P-L-U-K-O?
P-U-L-E-O.
Oh, there we go. That makes more sense. The way I had it was like, huh? Okay. P-U-L-E-O, Paleo. Okay, and then what's your business email? Or I could send you everything in writing.
Yep, again, that's something I'm going to want to change. I'm having issues with that business email, so I'm going to use my personal Gmail right now.
That's fine. I'm going to send you a receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. So this is just for your personal record anyway. But if you do want to make a change to it later on, you could just call me and we could swap it out.
Well, yeah, on that Google, I definitely want something, you know, I can't have
official.
Yeah, I can't email. That's not professional.
Yeah, we can hook you up with G Suite Like, once we get this going, we can get a G Suite account going where it's like andrew@liebenscape.com. It doesn't even look like a Gmail, but it is a Gmail, and then you'll have your own separate.
So my web developers, they're the ones doing the email hosting. So I might just tell them, I want you to do G Suite because I'm more familiar with the Gmail layout. I think they're just doing I think it's a pretty generic email hosting. I'm not happy with it, but I don't like the looks of it. And then it's also, I can receive emails, but when I send them out, people aren't getting them. So, and sometimes I'm not getting them. I don't know what the problem is, but.
Yeah.
You
definitely want to solve that. You don't want to have a bogus email floating around anywhere. But what's the one I could send the receipt and the outline of the agreement to you to, so that way you have documented that this is your position and you know that discounted pricing structure is locked in.
It's
also add it to your right. APL.
No. APULEO.
Okay, APULEO.
20
@gmail.com. Okay. Update. All right, and then we're going to want to do a client interview with you tomorrow. Client interviews usually take about 30 minutes, but this is where they go over, like, the services you provide, the service area you cover. What's a good time?
Probably any time afternoon, after 12.
Okay,
Central time?
Yeah, I got a 12 to 1 Central, if that works for you.
That should be fine.
Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and we'll text you 1 hour before as a reminder.
Yep, that'd be good.
All right. And then how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
Debit card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Business name and both.
Both.
It's the same, it's a card, but it has my name on it.
Okay. Any middle initial in your name?
Well, I don't know. Let me pull that up.
Okay.
Give me a minute.
No worries.
You're fine.
But if I don't get some flowers and get home soon, I'm going to be a dead man, I'll tell you. I'll be no good to either one of us.
Well, part of what my... He does too is floral arrangements.
Oh yeah, I actually ordered some. I spent $75 on some custom ordered ones. So I got to pick them up on my way, and then I'll bring them to her.
Yeah, you could pick them up, but they should have delivered them for you too.
I know. I didn't think about the delivery option. She probably could have had them. My boy's probably been driving her nuts all day long. She's just been at the house. I probably could have gave them to her already, but I told her.
Yeah, and it's not the. With delivery fees, usually aren't that expensive. I don't know what it'd be in California, but
I think it was like another $20, $25.
Not even. I don't know about in California, but not even an extra 20, like 10.
Oh wow.
Okay. So yeah, Andrew and Paleo. It's also Liebenscape Designs LLC. So both names are on the card.
All right, I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5580.
5580.
0100.
0100.
0013.
0013.
3534.
3534. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
726.
726. And 3-digit code on the back?
587.
587. Okay, and then you're on a recorded line. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company. And as an added form of protection for you, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Liebenscape Designs, LLC.
Okay, and can you state your name and title within the business?
Andrew Paleo, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
All right, and it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
right? And then hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative. Do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while using our services?
You mean like HomeAdvisor, Angie's List?
We already know what you currently have. I was just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know so you're not like duplicating anything we're already doing for you or paying for something you already have.
Okay, yep.
Okay. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 14th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this rate indefinitely. So it is set up to renew each month on the 14th day. You'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $249. You can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right. That was a quick way of doing it. Now, you're going to see some text and email come through, and I'll have an outline of your agreement in writing there. And then you also have that Google verification form. So that's your homework for this evening. Sign off on your subscription terms. Try to fill out that verification form as much as you can. We'll call you tomorrow for your client interview at 12 o'clock. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you dial that 877 number. Extension 1, we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So even though I'll be at home with the family, if you call back in, there's still a rep here to help you.
Okay.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening, Andrew. I'm looking forward to working with you. And then I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12. We'll get started on that client interview and get everything rolling.
All right. What number is that going to come in?
They should dial from the 877 number. Actually, it's going to be from a client interview technician within our company. I'll introduce you to them as long as I'm not like actively working on an account or on the phone with somebody, but I'll call you first and actually introduce you to them. So it should be the same 877 line, but there is a possibility that they just call you directly themselves.
Well, yeah, because you guys actually came in on a different line. I normally wouldn't answer.
Oh, the landline, yeah.
Well, it came in through somewhere near me, you know, with the same area code.
Yeah, because it's a voiceover internet system. So, yeah, we're calling it directly through Google Voice. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it should be our company line. It should be the 877 line.
So, now then, is there an app then, too, that I can track my stuff with?
Correct. Right now, I didn't want to overwhelm you. So the only things I wanted you to focus on were just signing your subscription terms and then filling out that form. At the end of your client interview, they're going to send you the username and password. They'll send you the link to the downloadable app, and then there's an 8-minute YouTube video that walks you through and shows you how to use the app. One of our representatives here actually created the video. So that way you can kind of sit down and watch it and walk yourself through it, get familiar with it. But right now the app's basically blank until we have the other things solved, like getting your PIN verification, getting that form filled out. So let's focus on that and being present for the client interview. And then we'll walk you through it step by step.
The reason I was just asking that is I'll be really brief here so you can get going.
Yeah.
Was just to, so I know what calls are coming to me from straight off of Google listing your listing what I'm getting from
You want to be able to tell the you'll definitely be able to tell the difference from those guys text you leads. These guys, more than likely ours are going to be live calls, but if you do miss them, you know, you'll just have a missed call, and then you could go in your tracking system and actually verify that it's a job opportunity and not a personal call.
Okay. That's kind of what I was wanting to know is.
Yeah, you don't have to get a whole other number.
someone who's actually trying to call me, and if they don't leave a message, I could still get back to them, you know.
Yeah, you'll love the tracking system. I'm telling you, it's going to make your life easier. That's our most popular feature. You know, that like goes with the Google Places placement is having that tracking system. Business owners love that. They don't have to have a secretary there answering the phone for them and calling people back. And, you know, you can request reviews through that app too. So that's going to be a huge tool for you. And we're definitely going to make sure that you have access to that and you know how to use it. So that way we could build up your reviews too.
All right. That sounds good.
Yep. So we'll walk you through it. You know, we don't expect anybody we work with to know all the ins and outs. We don't expect you to be a computer whiz. That's what we're bringing to the table for your company. So we just want you to focus on answering the clients and getting as good a reviews as you can. And then we'll focus on the online marketing and bringing as much job opportunity as we can to the table for you each month.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy your evening. And then I will talk to you tomorrow at noon.
Okay, sounds good. Have a
all
good
right. Yeah, I'm going to go get these flowers. All right, I'll talk to you too. Yeah, she doesn't really like chocolate. She's a gym nut, you know, but maybe I'll take her out to a nice dinner or something. I got to get cleaned up out of this monkey suit. Yeah, there you go.
Get her a smoothie.
Get her a steak. Yeah. All right, Andrew. I'll see you.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.